Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, and always drink blue and light. Hey, thanks everyone for joining us. Welcome to bye week for Penn State. They reached the quarter pole of the 2019 season. We got a jam-packed hour of Penn State football talk for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Bob, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited. We got a special guest here today.
We do. We have a treat for you. Ross,
you guys making fun of me? You. Are you making fun of me? Special guest. I'm a regular.
It's been such a long time.
Boy, if you think that's making fun of you, it's going to be a long fall if you think that's making fun of you.
By the way, I haven't had a chance to listen. Guest. Have you guys just been crushing me? Has Andy been crushing me in my absence?
I don't think
you
have, Jimmy. Jimmy says no.
I would say no.
So just so people peel back the curtain a little bit, I love doing this show, and I can't stand when I don't get a chance to do it. And the only reason why it happens is because I broadcast a lot of games, especially college football games, and we typically record this stuff on Thursdays. And the last couple weeks, I've had Friday night games. So thereby, I had to travel earlier in the week, so I missed Thursday. So I am chock full of Penn State stuff. By the way, I always say quarter pole, like talking NFL or whatever, and there's always at least one guy that says to me, evidently, the quarter pole is when you're at the last quarter of a track.
Horse race.
So you really shouldn't say we're at the quarter pole.
He's not lying.
The quarter pole would be three quarters of the season. So I wanted to be that loser that said that to you, Andy, to replicate the losers that say that to me all the time on my different programming.
The quarter pole was always me when you were forced to run a mile. You had to run four times around the track. You do it in quarter poles. That's one. Hit the quarter pole. That's two quarter poles done. Halfway through.
What's the furthest you've ever run in your life?
Run or walked in a run? I did a half marathon once in Germany.
Wow. I don't really believe that.
I've done a...
But I did two miles. Two miles, and that was like in high school.
4 years ago, I did a 28-mile march for the Fallen Walk. Wow. So I put a 30-pound rucksack and march 28 miles.
Wow.
All right, you can get all our content at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download our app, Keystone Sports, and we're on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. We're going to get rolling with some news and notes, quarter one, Tucker's Tape. Boy, that's going to be full. Brought to you by GoPSURV.com. It's quarter number two, quarter three, your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is back. And in quarter four, we'll grab some takeaways from the Pitt game and see what they mean going forward. All right, let's start our news and notes, gentlemen. Let's start with touchdown, Tommy Stevens. He was on a podcast earlier this week. He opened up about his transfer. My first takeaway before I get either one of you guys is he wanted to be named the starter, correct? That was sort of the one of the takeaways was there's not any animosity, but he was in the spring. He was looking for a little assurance that he was a starter. What do you think, Bob?
I think there's probably something to that. And it sounds to me like Tommy felt like he had a better chance in a better system at Mississippi State. I mean, he was good on that podcast. I didn't get a chance to listen to all of it, but I think he was definitely torn, and I think he knew. I mean, I think it all happened after James said it was going to be a true competition, and you could read whatever you want into that. I would have loved to have seen it, but, I mean, it looks like it's worked out. Tommy is going to get a chance to play at Mississippi State. Sean Clifford's off to a pretty good start throwing the ball. So, you know.
So, a couple of things I thought were interesting about that. Number one is he said he didn't like it that Penn State fans thought that he was afraid of competition
right. And
didn't want to compete. And he said, you know, fans were saying that, people in the media, and we know he at least knows what I said from his tweets. That wasn't what I said at all. I never said he was afraid of competition. I actually said the opposite.
Right.
I thought he made a poor decision because I thought he was going somewhere where there was just as much, if not more, competition. I didn't think he was afraid of competition. Although on some level, if he left because he wasn't named the starting quarterback at Penn State, which is pretty obvious, Well, then on some level, it is because you don't want competition, right? I mean, there's literally no other logic for him leaving other than he wanted to be named the starting quarterback, and he wasn't. That's fine. Just say what it is. That's what it was.
It's not overt privilege. It's sort of the undertow of privilege, like I've been here, paid my dues. I know I've been hurt, but I want to be the starter. And James Franklin was like, yeah, I don't think so. I think we're going to open this up and you're going to compete. And
it was almost like he'd rather compete somewhere else
than compete at Penn State.
It's like, I shouldn't have to compete here, so I'm going to go compete somewhere else.
I have to think that Moorhead must have told him something that if you come here, it's your – I mean, there's no other reason to do that.
By the way, do we think he's kind of already been benched, or is it just the upper body injury?
Turnover, Zanny. I think he's taken a pounding early in the
season.
They
lost at home to Kansas State. Speaking of taking shots, can I just tell you, that backup quarterback for Mississippi State flying through the air, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen in the world.
I'm just glad he didn't get hurt.
That was unbelievable. Dude, he did a helicopter – 8 feet above the field.
How did he not?
How can you be above the guys that are hitting you? If you're listening and you haven't seen it, may the good Lord have mercy on your soul and go look at that as soon as possible. Mississippi State helicopter quarterback, Garrett Schrader helicopter quarterback. No wonder Tommy's getting hurt if that kid's doing stuff like that.
Real quick, he's taking too many shots. He's got to get better at that. He's not going to last the season if the wait till he gets in. Wait till he plays some better defenses. It's just he's got to be smarter.
That won't be the only time we talk about what you just said right there.
Yeah.
About a quarterback.
Yeah.
So all right, let's keep moving on. Let's talk Penn State's. We'll talk a little recruiting real quick. Penn State's 2020 class is now up to 25, or maybe it's 24. It's 20 something. They got a verbal commitment. Then they maybe lost a guy. But the bottom line is, a verbal commitment has come from Zariah Fisher. He's from Aliquippa High School.
The Quips.
That is significant.
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time Penn State got a guy from Aliquippa. They always go to like Pitt, West Virginia, or Michigan.
Notre Dame. Yeah. Pitt, West Virginia.
Who was Notre Dame?
I can't remember the.
All right, think about it during the break.
All right, I'll think about it during the break. But I remember one going to Notre Dame. Anyway, Fisher's 6'3", 240. He's a 3-star defensive end / linebacker. He plays linebacker for the Quips. He actually plays middle linebacker for them. But he's a big body, 6'3", 240. Probably going to go the Nick Tarburton route maybe and end up as a defensive end. I mean, he's got a huge frame.
He's a DN.
So anyway,
he's really good. That's a really good get for them. He's as good as any defensive player probably in the state. And I just think it's interesting that they're actually getting Aliquippa guys now. Like Aliquippa, Lackawanna, these are places where Penn State did not get guys before.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to go to play for Pat Narduzzi? I mean, that's my first thought. Why wouldn't you? I can't believe it.
I am so glad you brought that up. And I am so mad that I didn't do that for my Keystone Sports Network Minute that you can hear on all of these same affiliates. That was unbelievable. I'm watching that game.
We're going to get to that.
We could cancel the whole rest of the show.
Okay.
I could talk about Pat Narduzzi kicking a field goal in that situation for forever. And then my favorite is it gets progressively worse. So he does that, and then after the game he's like, we need 2 scores
double
to win.
Double down, man. Double down.
We need 2 scores to win. Actually, Pat, that is factually incorrect, okay? You could get 1 score and go for 2 if you want, or you can get 1 score and go to overtime and potentially win the game. You did not need 2 scores to win. Factually incorrect. The best part is like he was asked about it the next day, and he was even asked about it like Wednesday of this week. He's like, no hesitation. I do the same thing again. Love it. Like that's when you have a guy that you know is not – they're just crazy stubborn or they're not comfortable in their own skin. Because that's one where you're like, you know what? Looking back on it, probably should have gone for it, but whatever. Stuff happens. Like to just keep – like it's like doubling down on 2 + 2 = 5. But like, I don't care what you guys say. I'm telling you 2 + 2 = 5. You're not going to convince me otherwise.
The crazy part was when I'm watching the game and it's fourth down and I'm thinking, is he gonna, if they score here, is he going to go for 2? Right? You're thinking ahead, right? You're like – if they score, he's going to go for 2. And then I'm like, hold on.
Feels like a good segment later in the show. Feels like a pretty good segment later in the show.
Can I just say one last thing on that? Here's how people should think of it. What do you think Penn State wanted him to do in that situation? What, like, think about what your opponent wants you to do, and then probably don't do that, okay? Probably not do the thing that your opponent literally wants you to do.
All right, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue
Studio. I missed you guys.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white and drink blue and light. That is Fired Up, Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're kicking off quarter number one. We got some news and notes, but stick around. Ross is a powder keg today. He is loaded and ready to go. All right, a couple other news and notes real quick. Penn State will be on the HBO 24/7 college football series. That should be – it's a little – it's kind of like – you know, the NFL one.
It's a little like Hard Knocks. It's the lead up to the Purdue game. It'll be shown, I think, the Thursday after the Purdue game, which is, I think, October 5th, I believe, 10 o'clock on HBO. It should be really good. I think it was a no-brainer for Penn State. It's great for the program. They, Franklin talked about the fact they're used to having cameras around them because of the Unrivaled show. I think if you were going to pick a game on the schedule, a home game, that's probably one of the games that would be most appealing to James Franklin as far as a little bit distracting. A
little bit. And he can also sell it. And he can also use to sell. Hey, there's something I wanted to ask you, Ross, in this segment, and it has nothing to do with any of the other segments. It has to do with Penn State's defense. And I'm not, it's not a complaint, but I want to ask you, when I'm watching their games this year, and particularly in the Pitt game as the game moved along, their heads are moving, they're looking around, they're pointing, they don't seem ready. And I saw it in the Buffalo game, and I'm like, And then I wanted to make sure, so I watched college football a lot after that game, and I just didn't see it. They don't. They
the
look
defensive
like
line especially isn't set.
They're not. The whole they're thing not. Isn't set. The D-backs are walking. The linebackers are they're pointing around, and they're looking around. At least half a dozen snaps, either Cam Brown or Micah Parsons had their head turned. I saw Jan Johnson a couple times, and I'm like, what is going on here?
It's a good question, Andy. You know, I hadn't really thought that much about it until you just said it.
I agree with you, Andy.
Just said it, now I'm like, yeah, they do look like – sometimes you feel like the D linemen aren't even in their stance yet on some of the snaps.
I'm looking around.
And by the way, teams see that.
Right.
And so then what do? They hurry up. They quick count it. I'm not sure what's going on there because – I believe Jan Johnson like calls the – it can't be Jan's really, really bright kid.
Yeah, it's Jan and Cam calling the signals.
Yeah, and they've both been playing a lot, and they've been there forever. They're waiting on something from the coaching staff, and I would agree. It's not a good look.
Yeah, it's not a good look at all. All right, that'll do it for quarter number one. From the Labatt Studio, news and notes is a wrap. Coming up, it's a three-week buildup, Tucker's Tape. Stick around. Brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah. And more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.